Sachem Shir Lamed Beis, Elosh Yeshiva, Chafei Teves, Etoshim and Bav, January 6, 1986, on Monday.
Involve the Nisar Anoi also, except when the Torah is Migale, that is not also Banoi. So, that's Chababu is Halach. Kolmokin Shemal Yichal Yiseichal, Echod Nisar Achille, Echod Nisar Anoi Bimash. Nisar Anoi Bimash. So, the general rule is that whenever the Torah mentions a Nisar Achille in the form of Liechal, Liseichal, Liseichlu, needless to mention Liochel, so that includes a Nisar Anoye too, except when it's otherwise mentioned. Now, this is one of the clauses which is where the exceptions are more than the general rule, you see. I mean, it is mentioned of the Hebrew grammar, the Akrolim, but the Yetzim and Aklal are much more numerous by far than the Klal. So, the Klal is Kol Mokim Shirem Al Yeichal Yiseichal Echod Yisrachile Vechod Yisrachile Bimashma. So then, all Yisrach, there are so many Yisrachile, so it should all be Yosef, be annoyed. But the fact is, what is Achille Yosef Banoe? First of all, Sheranisko, and Chamil Pesach. Then, according to Rav Shimon, so Gilanoshe is also Yosef Banoe, but we don't pass like Rav Shimon. But there are so many Yisur Achille. The answer is, there is a special deal. So the exceptions are by far more numerous than the cloud. All right. Then Cheskia says there is no general cloud called Mokin Shem Al Yecha Ul Seicha. Echad Yisra Achil and Echad Yisra Anoye Bimashu. But if the Torah uses the passive mode, Lo Yoche, let's say like Abechomets and Sheran Yisro, then it includes an Yisra Anoye. But otherwise, it doesn't include an Yisra Anoye. So we don't have to resort to a special deal. Then Rabbi Shurden Levi says something else. He mentions the same aloche as Rabbi Abue, but whereas Rabbi Abue learns it out, according to Rameya, from Lagir Hashem Sharech, or according to Rabbi Yudeh, from Lakelet Hashlichan, he said. So Rabbi Shurden Levi learns out the same aloche from the posik of Kolchatos Asher Yubo Midomo. Fadik Chovov posik Chovim Kolchatos Asher Yubo Midomo Eleil Meid Lichapir Bakedesh Lacey Ochel Boish Disori. Boish Disori. So the Lacey Ochel is superfluous. Why did Torah have to say? Maskon of Gemara. Omra bai leilo mikrokame, the first big line, the Fadonna, veich, the lichtei, boeish tisore, the liboyle is yoche, why not? Because I know that if it is chatos, asher yuba midomo, so kol sheba kedesh, so there is the other posik, of lo yoche, of lo yoche, so why do the Torah have to say lo yisi yoche? Lo yisi yoche. So, matam lima lo yisi yoche, in any ligufe, the nafkalim the rableza, pneu inyan li choli surim shabateiro, in inyan li achile, pneu inyan li seranoi, ikan, בישראיפה, אף כל איסור שבטיר בישראיפה, או מקרו הנעיסה, הנעיסה בישראיפה, ואין כל איסור שבטיר בישראיפה. So the same הלוח is רבבוי, except that רבבוי learns it out from מגיע שם שרחו, from מקלת השליח הנעיסה, and he learns it out from the פוסיק, או בכל חתת השיוב במדום הלמי לחתת הקידש, לא איסי אוכל ובאיש תיסור. But there is one strange thing, and I didn't see that anybody should ask that question. You see, he learns it out from the Pasuk L'Yisochel, because L'Yisochel is superfluous. What is L'Yisochel? Also the passive mode. So maybe only maybe like Cheskia, only when the passive mode is mentioned. But when it says L'Yisochel, the active mode, not, but Rabbi Shimon Levi learns out that whenever there is a lav of achille, whether in the passive mode or in the active mode, so what difference is there between lo yochel and lo yisiochel? I don't know. I didn't see anybody share the cash. But anyway, the Gemara says so. According to Rabbi Shimon Levi, we deduce the same type of alochel as according to Rabbi Shimon, even though the Bishur Levi deduced that from the Pasuk Lo Yisi Ochel, which that seems to be analogous to Lo Yochel of Cheskia, but he applies it to any lab of Achille, whether in the passive mode or in the active mode. I didn't see anybody should ask that question. All right.
Any of us? What? Any of us in class?
No, I didn't see any of the Rishonim or the
Or
the Achreinim should have been cast. Omele Rav Papa Labai, Ve'ime li Yechuda lei lav li Gufo Dios. Why do you deduce from Leis Yochel? Because it's superfluous. Why is it superfluous? So, because I know from the love of Lo Yochel that Kekedesh, Kol Psurish Bakedesh is Lo Yochel. Kol Psurish Bakedesh is Lo Yochel. So, Mele, I know that any Psur Bikim Kochim is Osabachi. So that comes to tell us that every Yisrachile involves in Yisrachile. But maybe it just comes to tell us that there is another love. In other words, if the Torah didn't say this Yisrachile, I would say there is only even one love. Now the Torah says this Yisrachile, so then is even two love. If he eats of Echatos achitzeino shehuva domo bifnim in the hill. Ve'ime v'yichud li lav li gufo adios. Di'ime rebelezer ein leikin alav shetiflores. Because if the Torah didn't mention lo yisiochel, a specific lav in connection with Dam chatos achetzeno shehuva domo bifni. So I would say, as far as the posik of lo yochel that is mentioned at the end of tzav, Nivosaya Mitsaramuluim Alechem Adabeikea. So the Vosaya that is a Hoptes Posiglamidale, which means Mundibosei mitzalamuim unalecha barabekea vizorafko esanisa beish lo yiocheil kikedeshei. So that's a general law. Any psulbakedesh. Whether it's neisea or hubudom bifnim or any other or pigol amin or any. So some millis lafibacholes, he couldn't get malchus. Now that there is a special law in regard to Hupo Adomo Bifni, so then he gets Malkets. The Indali Yehudo Elabli Gufi Udi Ose. Dimit Rav Lezer, in Leikin Alab Shebecholes. Elo Marach Papa. Now let's see the Rashi. Lavsh becholish in ze shenichlal kol apshul biyachat at the end of Tzitzar. Elo omar apapi mioch v'yaboso asher yiga b'chol tomei v'yik hozay. Zayin posik yipes. Vaboso rasha yiga bichotome lo yiochel. Voein shisoy. Vaboso kol toya yechol boso. So in other words, that boso tome, kochi, you're not allowed to eat it. Sheitom lima lo yiochel. Why? Because I'm matamulim alo yochel imenim gufe donna. Why is it superfluous? Because even the Torah didn't say that bosotome is lo yochel. I would know that it's also bachel because of the yalfusei kalvachema from my zashem imenim gufe donna afkelim kalvachema my sarakal. Uma maisra kalam rotiro libaratim menu bitomei. Even though that is mentioned in the form of a riddle, you know, where the person himself is misvada and says, loibiatom menu bitomei. Libaratom menu bitomei. But it still implies an isa. So libaratom menu bitomei, so, vasokedesh, homo likosh. What is Mohammed? Kochim or Maizashem? Of course, Kochim. Of course, Kochim is Mohammed than Maizashem. So if the Torah says in connection with Maizashem, is the Kalaite, that when it's Tomei, you're not allowed to eat it, without my Tomei, it's Kamode Hamode, Homorite and Kochim, when it's Tomei, you're not allowed to eat it. So it's a perfect word. Why does the Torah have to say, Habos Rashid Yil Chotamen Lo Yochel Beishi Sorei? So, one second. Mr. Minkes, please let me finish. V'chiteime Eim Asir Minadi. But we could say there's a cloud. The Gemara says in Makis that for a Kalchimea, you cannot deduce a Niser, a love that on which you will be hired Malkus. So there are two halachas. The one halacha is in ancient minadim. Don't equate one with the other. But in the other halacha is in Mazir minadim. In ancient minadim means that for a kalchemer we cannot be mechayev in English. We cannot be mechayev in English. In other words, whole going on the road. If two anything testify, the sheriff made this, let's say the truth in his highness, because on this and this day, in Yerushalayim, at this and this hour, he didn't have any right for which his highness. Then two other ladies come and say to the first lady, how can you say that you saw the meeting on this and this day in Yerushalayim, when you and us, the Mazilim and the Nizumim, were in Mitzrayim the same day, the same hour? So then, so the halacha is, if the two Eidim already not only testified that Reuven killed Shimon, and this day in Yerushalayim, and then the Sanhedrin was given a dinner of Reuven and had him executed. And after the execution, the two mazim come and the mazim, the mizumim, so then the mizumim don't get the mise that they try to be mechayev to the need. Whole and all, only the two aiding the mazim come after the mazim and before the execution. But if they come after the execution, not. But isn't it a problem? Where is the wrong done by the Eidim greater when they had him nigmar dinei and not executed, or when they had him executed? Of course, if they had him executed, so the wrong by far is much greater. So isn't it Kalachena, if in the case where the Mazim come after the nigmar din of the Eidim, before the execution, so they get a mise. So if the Eidim come, Mazim come, after the execution, they certainly get a mise. But in ancient Middle, that's one halacha. Then there is another halacha, that if we learn out a certain mise from one life, that it should apply to another case, so then it can get malchus. Then, because in Mazir Middle, why don't you based upon the law of an ancient Adin, the answer is, vis-a-vis Malkes, there is no need for a special Zeres HaKosov for Yisrael Malkes. Any love, Yisrael Malkes. So vis-a-vis Nise, so the fact that it's also there is love, doesn't mean Yisrael Nise. There has to be a special Halacha Zeres HaKosov for Yisrael Nise. But vis-a-vis Malkes, there doesn't have to be any special Allah. Any love, dumya the love the chsime, lichsachsim shemiti, shem ischai Malkes. So maybe if we didn't have this special Zasakosov and Mishayim Adin, we could give Malkes on the basis of an Nisa, a love that is deduced to a Kalachim. So we have to resort to a special Zasakosov of Imazir Mel. So the Gemara says, "Vichitei mei nazir nadin." If the Torah didn't spell out explicitly, "Bechol chatos hashiyovim midumo pnimo loisio achel beishti sorei," in respect to, I'm sorry. If the Torah did not spell out explicitly, "The avdoso hashe yiga bechol tomei loisio achel beishti sorei," I would say that we couldn't get Malkes on the basis of the Kalachemia from Isashem. Now that the Torah spells out explicitly, so he gets Malkes. It's not on the basis of the Kalachemia, it's on the basis of the Hekesh. So on the basis of a Kalachemia, we cannot give Malkes in Mazir. But on the basis of the Hekesh, we can give Malkes. Yerziv l'yisuch alecha b'sharecho, ma'isad goncho, teroishcho b'tzarecho, u'prirekoncho b'tzinecho. Ma'atam udleim, so in the Torah didn't say explicitly, the apostle actually that how Tomillo Yochabishi sorry, I would know that he's either alive, the hekesh of the possible Sukhabisharecha, Imenini Gupet ni a holy surish matero, the meaning and affilet me and annoye. I can be afraid of the Israelis of the Israelis, or my co-amazer of the Israelis, the co-Israelis of the Israelis, and now let's see the Rashi. Maybe I'll be a Zoran after long day, we want it very, a Mazirim meeting Kalvachena, have a piece of them don't Kalvachena, the arts may, a Nazoran love, the Misaches Makin. In a sort of love that it is Rashi Shite. You see, there is a machlekes between Rashi and Teisus. The Gemara says explicitly, Kalachemer Odom Dom Latzmei. Now, it doesn't mean Odom Latzmei. One of us can be done Kalachemer. And when I say one of us, I don't mean only one of us. I mean even Rabbi Tveya, the Gro, the Shagasalye, and I don't mean only the Shagasalye and the Gro, I mean even the Rambam and the Reef and Rav Sriregoyen couldn't be done at Kalachena. So, who could be done at Kalachena? Either Bez Nagodo, Shevelishke Sarkozis, or Chachme Akabore, Tanoim Namroi. But after Shimes a Talmud, we couldn't be done at Kalachena. Excuse me, let me finish, please, Mr. Minkus. Right. You know, when I talk, so I'm concentrating, and when somebody else talks, I become, the continuity of thought, it becomes interrupted. So, it's not right to interrupt me. Whatever you want to ask, you ask. But please don't interrupt me in the middle of a sentence. Right. In the middle of a sentence, I mean I have that weakness. When somebody interrupts me in the middle of a sentence, so the continuity of thought is interrupted, then I become very nervous. So, please, don't do it to me. Alright, so, Mimele, I already forgot. What was I discussing? I was discussing what? Yechachmas Talmud, yes. Some mele odom don means chachmei akabole liatzmei without the kabole. Zereshove, the Gemara says we have to resort to ikabole. That this word and that word is subjected to zereshove. How about the other mitzvah ten drashes then? Kol prat. I mean all the other drashes. So there is a machlekes between Rashi and Tesis. Rashi shiti is that all the other midas have the same deal as the Rishon, and we have to resort to Kabbalah. And Tesla says only Kalvachena. I'm sorry, only the Rishon we have to resort to Kalvachena. We have to resort to Kabbalah. But all the other midas are ten breshes then are analogous to Kalvachena. And Odom Don is not. You see that Rashi says it, implies it here too. In many places, in Sanhedrin, in many places. But here too, a Mazirin midin kalchema. Aval pish Odom Don kalchema matzmi. So Rashi emphasizes, only kalchema. But the other midihatir and Rashi's they're not. Any azor lab, miseches makis, natto. A keisho. The last call of Heda, the East Kashmi Rechon, the Sechot, and Shlomim, and Maisel Dogon, the Chsid Bey Libiati, men of the Tome, the Tesla and the Neda, Kochim Lior, who are the Tome, the Libiati, men of the Tome, Avog Av, the Dido Baronu, the Inlav, on Afkir Lombe, Isalab, the Vomit, the Oro, my Kro, to his Sukul Lechon, the Sharecho, Ulaon, Lene, the Psuya, and the Doshim, Shemidu, וישורך אותי חלנו אטומי ואטוי הירדו, אטומי ואטוי הריחו מקור האחס, יש כאן תומס בוסו לטוי ותומס הגוף לטומי. So two cases, one case where אטוי eats בוסו טומי, and when אטומי eats בוסו טוי, וכאום הרחמונה גבי מייסה וקוצ'י, ההוא וישורך אותי, וישרוי לך ואיתומי, חוסו מפולס המקדושי, But hoche, hoche loy secha, misucha lecha v'shalecha. So the final maskon of the Gemara is that we learn it out from a bosor asheyiga v'chotom, that every iser achile involves an iser hanoi. Mr. Minkes, you want to ask something? All right,
no.
Go ahead. תחסיב בתיסי, תחסיב לסיכל, לסוכל לאחר בשבח. חי לחושב לאחר בחוז, תיסי קשי איז, ודת לאחר תו איז לאחר בחוז, because many items are mentioned. Many items. מסגון חוד, תרויש חוד, מצורך חוד, פרוסקור חוד, וצינך חוד. So he says, "How you chotch flash before?" Means we exceed ma'isa the gomchol b'chilas kolchol l'suchal le'ochla. Shmamino liyuchal liyichud elav apolchad exceed the course. So he says, "If the loshna posi can be ma'isa the gomchol b'chilas kolchol itinecho l'suchal le'ochlom, so then it would be one love and all the items." But since the Lissucha Lecha B'Sharecha is mentioned first, and then it says, it mentions a number of items, so it's a special love with respect to each item. It's a special love in the Mi and Amitzis. Shmamino, Yehud Allah, HaKol Chad Echsiv, because in other words, if the Torah says, don't keep this, don't keep that, don't keep this and that and that, so then it's a special act, in other words. But if it says, this, don't eat, so that's one law. Now here we are starting a very difficult subject. Omale Rabine le Rabash, Veime le Aderolov Bishnei Lav, Veime le Aderolov Bishnei Lav. How can you learn out from the post of Abosar Asher Yiga Bichol Tomei Lo Yochel? Boyishi sorry, the ealoch that every iser achile includes an iser anoye, because that lava was Rashi Yavuchol Tomei Yochel is actually superfluous, because even if the Torah hadn't mentioned that, I would know that Boso Kochin Tomei is also achile because of the hekesh with Maiser Akal and Maiser Shei. So what's the purpose of mentioning an Iser explicitly in respect to Bosa Tamil? But maybe the purpose of mentioning explicitly in respect to Bosa Tamil is to advise us that he's able to love, not just one love. Mi omar love, mi omar abaye, ochel putisi. Now here, the Rambam is so strange. Ochel putise leike alba, nimoro leike chomech, siro leike sheish. Now what is putise? So Rashi says putise means sheretz hamayim. Sheretz hamayim. Sheretz hamayim. Now, according to most Rishonim, not the Rambam, but most Rishonim, so sheretz hamayim in doktomei is Aina. Same thing. Whatever fish He's not toya, in other words, he fish, he doesn't have a snapper and a cascades, scales and fins. So let's say catfish. So that's a shayla tama. Now we have a lot in the Torah, in the steps don't make, in two sefers, in Shmini and in Re. In Shmini, when you go over this Gemara, you have to look into the Chumash. Behold, in Vayikko Yudalev, prosecute, Behold Asharine, Snapper Mikaskeses, Vayamim Uvankholim, Mikheil Sheretz Amayim, Umikheil Nefesh Achayu Asher Bamoyim, Sheket Zeyu Lochem, Vishket Zeyu Lochem, Mitzorom Lo Yisecheilu, Ves Nidlosom Tishaketu. Now the same love is reiterated in Reil, in Vort. Von the Dalit prosecute, the Holasharinle is snapped the Kaskeses, Lunisichelu, Tomei Hulochem. So, according to most of the Shani, Sheretz Amayim and Dr. Tomei, the Tainaha, we have two love in respect to Dr. Tomei, one in Shmini, in Vayikho, and one in Re, in Dvor. So, Ochu Putise, there's a Sheretz Amayim, in Dr. Tomei. So, look out. Rashi says, "Chad lav b'shara tzamayim b'tiraskeni, yusif ha'vayikho, v'chad b'nishtetir." So that's two. How do we get four? U'shnei lavim k'subim b'tiraskeni b'shkotzim tam, stam, lo'yisi shaktsu esnav shiseichem b'chol ha'sheretz ha'shereiz lo'yisi tamu b'hem. Call you Dalet, Posit Mengim, Altishak to Esnafisera, the Holasheret Hashirit, the Loisi Tamu Bohem, the Nitmason Bomb. So that's a general prohibition against any sherets. There are all kinds of shots. There is a sherets that trips under the sherets office. There is a sherets. Hamay. Idaktame according to most Rishim. And there is what is called Isharatoi, like an ordinary fly, Isharatoi. So whether it is Isharatoi or Sharatamai, or Sharatoi is included in the general love against Shchotzim Stam. So that's Posik Mengimu by Yikhoi Dalet, of the Shaktresh Nafisechem. B'chol ha'sheretz ha'sheretz. It's one love. B'lo yisitamu b'hem is the second love. B'nitmei simbo. So Melech, as he says, if somebody eats a putise, a sheretz ha'mayim, so first of all, he is in there. The two love in connection with sheretz ha'mayim. Connection with sheretz ha'mayim. One love in Shmini and one love in Rehei. And then to love in connection with Shchotzim in general. That's the love of all the Shaktres and Fusechem. We call Bichol Asheret Hashereit. And then the other love, the Sitamu Behem, the main symbol. This is what Kasha says. So Sher Ochel Putisi Sheret Samayim Leike Arba. Chad lav b'shara tzamayim b'tereskin, yusin v'ayikho, v'chad v'mishneteire, yushni lav b'sum b'tereskin, yushkot z'mitam, lo yusin shakto esnaf yusich v'chol asher et asher yiriz, v'lo yusin tamu v'em. V'ochal iksim al oret, u'mashma b'in shara tzamayim, u'v'in shara tzoret areyal. Nimolo, the usual meaning of nimolo is an end. Shu shara tzoret, leike chomesh. how do we get 5 lavan? 2 lavan in connection with Chotan general. In other words, in Posi, Mengimu, Vadit Holy Dalef, Altishaktsu, and Bulisitamu then. And then there are 3 lavan in connection with Sheretz Arts. Lake Homish, Hanet Rei, Distam Shotzi, Vichad, Vichol Asheretz, Asheretz, Aloretz, Sheketsu, Lo Yochem. ויקרא י"א פוסק ממעלה, וכל אשר עץ אשר עץ על אורץ, שקט צור לא יהיה אוכל. That's a love in respect to שרץ אורץ, אשר עץ על אורץ. So it's 3. ויחד וכל אשר עץ אשר עץ על אורץ לא יסייך לו. פוסק מבייץ, כל הילך על גוחם וכל הילך על ארבע עד כל מר ברגליים לכל השרץ השרץ על האורץ לא יסייכו נתישק את זה. So far וחד ולא יסיתמו את נפשיכם בכל אשר צהרי מעיז על האורץ. One second, please. Yeah, Prophet Mandala. Can we have the Shema Lichichem? These Kaddishtem? ויישם דיישים כי קודש עוני ולא יסיתמו את נפשיכם בכל אשר צורים מסלות. So in other words, we have 3 lavan in connection with Sheretz Oretz. One in Posig Memalev Sheketzu Leyochel Asher Sheretz Oretz Leyochel. One, second one in Posik Membeis, Kolila Chalgochem, Kolila Chalabat, Komar Beraglayim, Kol Asher, Asher, Zoharis, Lisechim, Lisechim. And number 3, and in Posik Mendalet, Memalef, Membeis, and Mendalet. Ka'ani Adishem Alekeichem, Vizkadishtem, Vizengeshim, Ki Kodesh Oni, Oni, Lizitamos, Nafshiseichem, Kol Asher, Zoharim, Zoharis. So we have 3 lavan in respect to Sheretz Oretz and 2 lavan in respect to Shrotzim Stam. The 3 lavan in respect to Sheretz Oretz are mentioned in Pasuk Mem Aleph and Pasuk Mem Beis and Pasuk Mem Dalet. And the 2 lavan in respect to Shrotzim Stam are both mentioned in Pasuk Mem Gimel. So Rashi says, Sheretz Oifi, Vigam Sheretzes Al Oretz, Is Loi Kesheish. So Loi Kesheish, in other words, Tziro is a Sheretz Oifi, and it also clips an ordinary fly that fits the description. In other words, because an ordinary fly flies, and it also creeps on earth too. So in Eile, there are 6 lavan. V'yesh bo elu chomish lavan. First of all, you have the 5 lavan by Sheretz Oretz, because Sheretz Oretz itself has 3 lavan in Posit Mem Aleph, Posit Mem Beis, and Posit Mem Dalet. And then to learn in Pasuk Mem Gimel, Shot in Stam, so it's right. And then the extra love of Sheretz Oeiv. Of Sheretz Oeiv. So the love of Sheretz Oeiv in Rei. Vorin Yudalet, Prosecutess, Vichol Sheretz Oeiv, Tomi Ulochem, Lo Yochel. So it sits. It's a very simple chesed, according to Rashi. Then Rashi says, Sheretz Loshin, Vichush Vin Nua Vein Yire. Vein Behemo. V'chayo ha'gvoyim min ha'oretz b'chol sheretz. Hilkach lo isi shaksos nafiseichem b'behemo v'eiv t'chsib b'gdei shimtiyo eilem namir. Kasha v'kasha. There's an adult in b'gdei shim. The answer is there it is referenced to big animals, not really shalomets. They love the shotzen right. That's Rashi. Now, let's proceed according to Rashi. So, who is the kasha? Rabbine is the kasha. How can we learn out? Svam. Abosa Rashi Rabbi Chol Tomei Lo Yochel Beish Yisoid, that there is a general principle that whenever there is a love of Achille, it includes an Isaranoye, because that love Ligabi Bosa Tomei is superfluous. But maybe it's not superfluous, and the purpose the Torah had is to make him either to love, just as we say the Tochu Kutrise, so is Leike Alba, Nimole Leike Chomeis, Sirach, Leike Sheitz, Leike Sheitz. Omaleis, Ravashi said, Kolei Chadika Le Midrash Dalshinon, Filoi Nukmino Blavise. All right, we do find it. But normally, if we find an extra Pasuk, we darshin it, that it's more than something else. Not that he just may see another love and another malchus for the same eyes. Now the boy is asking the kashe. The habosar asher yiga bechol tomei lo yochei direishe. The same verse from which we learn out the general principle that every love of Achille includes and Nisar of Anoye. Vaboso Vayikho Zayin Prosecutes Vaboso Rasha Yiga Becholtone Loi Ocheil Vayishi Sorek the aboso koltoya yechal boso. The aboso as a yiga bechotome lo yoche tirei shelomo. Hashte diomako lav migufi oso elo limini ingen teinach vasha yiga bechotome lo yoche. The aboso lomo. So the question is, the whole purpose of that passage is to advise us a general principle that when every Yisar Achille includes an Yisar Anoye, so why did the Torah have to say Vasa Bavosa Rashi Yiga B'chol Tomei Lo Yochel? Let the Torah say Vasa Yiga B'chol Tomei Lo Yochel, so we would know it as reference to Bosa Kedesh. Vavosa Lomot So, the rabbi is eitzimu leveinu. Eitzimu leveinu. That even if it's not bosomanis, but eitzimu leveinu, of course, there is also an isa. The aboso koltoya, now then, the conclusion of the passage. The aboso, as the prosecutor in Vayikra Zayin says, the aboso asher yiga bichol tomei lo yeochel beish yisorei the aboso kol toya yechal boso. So the first aboso in the beginning of the posik, we learn out from that that even an eismu deino is eider. But boso di sefer lomeli, why does the Torah have to say the aboso kol toya yechal boso? The Torah could say the next posik hop the anefesh ashatich ol boso mizevach hashlomim ashalad shem vitumosi olof v'michis anefesh ha'im v'mel anefesh ol boso ashlomim ashem l'rabi seymer hosom tumas agul bikores hoche tumas boso belav. The apostle Lomeli has to be on a call lovely goofy awesome. The Indian, Tainach Vashayita the Hotome, Loyoche, the apostle Lomeli, Umshane, the rabbis, each Mulveno, the Kabul Tume, the Apo Gabi Labuke, the apostle called Toya, Yehol Bosso Lomeli, the apostle is here in Boyle, deal called Toya, Yehol Bosso, that we need. דורש לו נוחס כל תויר יחוב בוסו והנפש יחוב בוסו הנית על יתיר עם חייב ומשפצים יוצא בוסו שנית מול פנצות הסדם לא שנחי רבין ברי שבין ביסייפה בוד יסייר אני בו אלי because according to the first Lashon Rashi so we learn out from the Aboso of the Reish the Aboso the whole term the Aboso is superfluous the second Lashon says no that the word baboso in its entirety is not superfluous, but the vov is superfluous. The Torah died. The Torah could have said, haboso rasha yida b'chotami. Why the aboso and the boso? Why the vov? So the superfluity consists only in the vov, not in the whole word. It's not that. The rabbi is saying, שניתן ובאוכן תואר שיד רעלי משום בי סלב לב דיזוז שאף הכן זר אצלו ולב דיתומס because if it's tomei so then it's not niten it's not niten for achille so even a kain is considered a zar שעבקין זור אצלם ולאב דיתומס בוסו ולאו קויה ויוחה נרוויץ איסי לאב דיזור אצלו די ואיבני די מן נזנת עמי בקוס אימן נזנת ניתן להכילה פסר קודשי 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 איז ניתן להכילה על דיקייני ותאימן הסתו במקרה פן המזבח סמלה קיין עוזר is considered bizarre because that is nitten to be nikref on the mizbeach and if it's tomei so then he'll be either the extra love of tomei so rather to meet him off on toye she had on mishim beiz love dissolves shavakim zaret slum the love it was gosh al lil koye welcome al yoche love gosh nam shnit no yoche asha wa dishem koye seho da ומכתב מזבח השלום נתמוסו לו וכסיב השלב השם because in פוסי קופי צייז והנפש אשר צריך לבוסו מדבח השלום השלב השם ותמוסו יאו נכנס הנפש נמנהו השלב השם is superfluous don't we know והנפש צורק את הבריטים Wann er hat sich verbaut, um sie mal schon in die Mosse auch nicht, dann er ist ja ihm nicht mehr. Sehr schön, Rabbi sagt, was er hat auf Hashem, sie macht le die Tumme, an den ich kore es. Und mit Schane Hosse, mit dem Sagu feiere, hei, mit Mosse auch nicht mehr ins Woche, im Zirik, die Schamai, die Tumme Sagu, fakos mit Abel noch Rabbi Nazar, das Tumme ist Bosse, die sie nicht nur heim, die Hut teuer, sie muss allein, doch alle gekore es, erlaub die mit dem Kore es, die Woche im Zirik, die Schamai. In other words, in the case, where the Kedish is teuer, and the Gavre, the Eichel is Tomei, then there is a Chiv Kores. In the case where the Gavre is Toya, but the Kedish is Tomei, then there is Lav, there is Molkes, but there is no Kores. All right, that's the Sugya of the Gemara called Rashi. So according to Rashi, it's very simple. It's very simple. But Rambam has here such a strange thing. And we have two sifamitzes, okay. You don't have any sifamitzes? You do have. All right. Now, I don't know, should I? It's better to use kappa sifamitzes, but we'll first look into the general sifamitzes. Rambam has no together Nietzsche, and at first sight it sounds very, very strange. Very, very strange. Is there a small Gemara Shabbos here? Mitzvah loises a kufa in gimel. Hizironu meachel doktome. Vihu amre yisale ben nidogim aeim vishekec ye lochem mitzom loises a umi shochal kazayis mehem leit. This is the love in respect to dogim aeim. A fish that does not have snapper the cascades. Then mitzvah kufayim daled, hizirenu milechel eif tome. There's a difference between sheretz or eif and eif tome. Sheretz or eif means a sheretz that flies, an ordinary fly. But eif tome, that's the chav daled meaning eif is name enumerated in the Torah. Peres, osnio, erev, you know. Talit, I mean all these, that's an iftam. So mitzvah kufayin dalet, hizironu melechel iftami. Vihu, omre yisale b'minu eiv, vesele tishaktsu, tishaktsu eiv, lo yoche. Mentioned in Shmini and it's mentioned in Rei. The same love. The same with Tishaktsu, Vayikho Yudalev, Posit Yudimu, the same with Tishaktsu, Minuei, Lui Yochlu, Sheket Sei, Esanesher, Esateres, Osnio, and the Torah continues. The same love is mentioned in Re. Alright. Then mitzvah kufayin hei hizironu melechel sheretz rei. Vuomu yisali mishne teiro kol sheretz rei, I think, lo yoche. Bichol Sheretz Eif Tomei Lachem Vorim Yidalet Pasuk Tes Bichol Sheretz Eif Tomei Lachem Lo Yochel. Now Mitzvah Unishochem Tzom Kazai Slei Mitzvah Kufayin Hei. He's a Renan also, that we just read. He's a Renan Lachem Sheretz Eif Vorim Yisam Mitzvah Sheretz Eif The Russian Sefri, Kosharat Seif, from Mrs. Slices. Mitzvah Kufayim Bov, Kizironu Melechel Sheretz Oretz, Kitiloyim Vachipushuiz Vadimelem, Vizeu Anitro Sheretz Oretz, Vihu Omre, Vichola Sheretz Asheretz Al Oretz. Not that in Shmini. Nishmini, Vayikho Yudalev Posit Memalev, Vichol Asheret, Hashirit Aloret, Sheket Tzu Lo Yochel. Lo Yochel. Now according to Rashi and most Rishenim, Rashi Rambam, most Rishenim, so if somebody eats Isheret Aloret, how many Malkiyas is he chayev? How many Malkiyas? 5 Malkiyas. Nimolo Leike Chomish. So that's Sheretz Oretz. And then, creeps on earth. So we have 3-2 Laban in respect to Shrotim Stam, whatever Shrotim they are. That's impossible in Gimu. And we have 3 Laban in respect to Sheretz Oretz. The Rambam Shite is. So Rashi Shite knows that we should practically most the same. If not all, hold that if somebody eats Isheretz Oretz, he is chayev 5 malkes. According to the Rambam, he is chayev only 1 malkes. Which lav? Bichol Asheretz, Asheretz al Oretz, posit memalem, sheket tzu leyoche. But there are 2 more lav in respect to Isheretz Oretz, as he says. One in posit memalem, kol helich al gochel, bichol helich al arba, אַפֿטומאַר דער גליימע לכול אַשער איז געווען. נו זייך און די שייכט. And then there is impossible dalet. Another lot the conversation. Kann ihr die schon die Herren mit Kartischen wie diesen Menschen, die konnte schon nie bloß die Kamera sagt zu sehen, die Kolasher zu rein ist alore. Was ja sagen so. But the corner I'm only one malice. Why? There is only one love in respect to Sheretz Oretz. Bichol Asheretz, Asheretz, Aloret, Sheket Tzu Yochel. What about the love in Posek Mendeiv? Bichol Asheretz, Asheretz, Aloret, Lo Yiseichun, Tisheket Tzeit. So according to the Rambam, that is reference to a Sheretz, to a worm, a Tilas, that originates, let's say, in fruits, in pears, in apples, or in vegetables. So until it is pirish, you know, sometimes, a certain bug originates in the interior of the fruit or the vegetable. And it didn't even come out. It's in the interior. So then it's not us. You are allowed to eat such a vegetable until it is spirited. But once it is spirited, we learn that in the miscellaneous in Yonim. So once it is spirited, even though it didn't creep on earth yet, but it's Pirish Labra Elam, even though it's still on the apple. Let's say it originated in the interior of the apple. So it's not us. But once it comes out, it sprouts forth from the interior of the apple and it starts creeping on top, on the surface of the apple, even though it didn't start creeping on earth yet, so it's already osa. And that is implicit in posik memveis v'chol asheretz asheretz aloretz lo yiseich lom kishet. So it's something else. See, according to all Rishenim, posik memveis v'chol asheretz asheretz aloretz has referenced the same thing as posik memal. But according to Rambam, no, it is referenced to something else. To Tzuloyim, that hanildim b'pereis. So it's muta until they start being rechish. come out from the interior and they start creeping on the surface of the food. So then it's also mitzad posik in posik mitzad posik mendeis the iser of the cholasheret asheret aloret lo iser cholasheret. What about posik mendalet according to Rashi and all the sheni? So the posik mendalet also has reference to sheret aloret. So the Rambam has an altogether different view. Can we have the Shem Rikechen, this condition, this invitation, to Kodish only to receive Hamas, not to say him, to have a share, to reign his Lord. To reign his Lord. So according to the Rambam, and this is a very strange Rambam, and I want to mention my explanation, and I'm sure that this is the right explanation, because on the surface, what the Rambam says is entirely inconsistent with science. The Rambam says that the law of Lesitamus Nafisechem, the Chlasheret, Sovemi, Saloretz, has reference to creatures that do not originate from Zohar and Mikheb, but originate in filth, in Ipush. Now, we know, I mean, Pasteur discovered it. There is no such thing as spontaneous generation. In other words, let's say that everything originates from Zohar and Nikim. Sometimes we don't see it, you see. It's so small we don't see it. But it originates from Zohar and Nikim. But the Rambam Shiti is that the Pasuk of Rishamus Nafisechem, the Cholasheret, Horenis, Aloretz, has reference to Priyas that are not pouring the rodim in Zohar and Kedah, that are misadim in Oibish. Misadim in Oibish. Anyway, some mele, there is only one love. There is only one love, ligabe, sheret oretz. And that's possible malet. That's all. So the chasheret, hasheret al oretz, sheket to the yochel, according to all the shame that we love. Impossible malet, impossible. Membeis and posik mendalet, according to Rambam on the own law, posik mendalet, posik membeis has reference to bries, to loyim, that originate in the periods after they started to come out from the interior. So then it's also, before they started to come out from the interior, it's mutar. It's mutar, you're allowed to have chile to eat an apple, which has a worm in the inside, as long as he did not start coming out yet. And then, posik mendalet is the chasheret zorim is aloretz. There's not a reference to sheret zoretz, but to insects that are not pouring zochem mekeba, like ikino. Ikino. So, today they are that love, the chasheret zorim is aloretz. So, number one, so the Rambam mentions that in the Shabbos book. In the Shabbos, it's a Gemara. It's not a Rambam. In respect to the love, there's the Rambam, all the other Rishim Achilik. But in respect to Shabbos, it's not a Rambam Chiddush. The Rambam says in the Yudalev Milche Shabbos Haloche Beis Rimosi. The Rambam calls it Rimosi. Why? Because the Rambam is perfect. That the Cholasheret Zorim is Haloretz in Posik Mendalet is reference to insects that are not pouring in Zohar and Kedah. So that's called Rimosi. Not Skotzim, but Rimosi. So Rimosi Shein pouring the Rodin Mizohar Nikebo und nährt ihn in Ofer, mir ja perushin, ha-herige ison chayet geherig demo bechayon. Aber wir müssen, schab Yosom min aglolim und min aperes, שידישו בחלייץ בהן גם תלויים של בוסו ותלויים של שחקית נייס היה גם פותר. It's very strange. First he says, רימוסים שהם פורים לרובים זוכרים. That's what you understand. פורים לרובים זוכרים. Then he says, אוי נאבי מן אופו, if it originates in sin, the implication being, it's not פורים זוכרים. So then it should be like Kino. So the Rambam distinguishes between a remes that originates in Ofo and the remes that originates in filth. In filth. Avu rimosim shabiyosom min agloli um min ateris sheidishu vichayetziben gintiloyim shalboso vitiloyim shabizichakitnies haheogon potah. That's a Gemara, it's a machlekes tanoim, but we pass him that he is potter in Shabbos. The Gemara that Zion in Shabbos, that Zion in Dalet in Shabbos says, Shmeino Shrot de Mishne, Shmeino Shrotzim, this is the first Mishne in Shmeino Shrotzim. Shmeino Shrotzim Amur Batero, Hatzodon Achiv Ben Chaye, Ushor Shrotzim Omosim Achiv Ben Potter, Hatzodon Yitzir Chaye Shor Yitzir Potter. Right. Then the Gemara says, on the base, Ushor Shrotzim, ומושים אחיו ובן פותח. הו, היה גם חיית. שמינו שרוצים מבנצמי חבורי, זה היה חיית. But other שרוצים, just חבורי, you're not חיית. But if you kill them, no matter how small it is, זה היה חיית, because of מפרס נשום. מן תנה אומר רבי ירמי הרב לזרי, איתני הרב לזרי מיר, ההירי קינו בשבס, כהירי גונו בשבס. If somebody kills the kino, so it's chayrachat of justice if he killed the camel. We don't say this is such a law form of existence, the kino, it should be chayrachat, no? Like a camel, it doesn't make any difference. So, maskit lo rabbeis, if out come with the rabbon, alay the rablezer, alay the kino, then he pour the robo, avo shor shkotsim or mosim, he pour the robo, לוי פליגי, ושניהם לוי למדו אלו מאילו. So, גמורה says, the רבון החלק הרבלזר. The רבון say, ההרי קינו נספות. Why it's not for the rob? So, that הרמב״ם says, it's what it means not for the rob. It does multiply, but not in the whole thing. So then the גמורה says, גמורה says, ושניהם אלו למדו אלו נעילים. נעילים ממשכן. So, in other words, you learn out from משכן. So, there was a חיוב of מתילס נשום הנעילים. So, את חושב. אלו מודומים שנשחתו למלחס המשכן בשביל הרסיין. אלו מודומים. So, that there is a חיוב. So, the רבונן say, The Rabbonim say, Ma'ilim, Chables al-Soba, Kelim, Ma'ilim, Sheish, Benitras, Nishome, Af-Kosher, Nishome. Anything that lives, no matter how small it is, whether it's part of the Rabbonim, it's a horn cave, or it's not part of the cave, there's a few chattis. And Chables, and Rabbonim, Saba, Kelim, Ma'ilim, Diporim, Birodim, Af-Kol, Diporim, Birodim. Lafukino, that is not part of the Rabbom. What do you mean not part of the Rabbom? It's not part of the Rabbom, it's a fallen cave. This is where the Rambam passes. Now, of course, that was Pasteur's discovery. There is no such thing as spontaneous generation. A kino is also part of the Rabbom, it's a fallen cave. So what's the chat? So years ago, it was 38 years ago, I said a certain pshat. Because there is a whole incident, someone who is very, very orthodox, he's very orthodox, and he was a scientist, and he said something that he wrote something he shouldn't have written. So he said that the Chazal didn't know. He said Chazal didn't know, but since the Gemara paskens that his potter, so maybe the halacha is like that, even though science now discovered that it's part of the Rabbom Zohar and Keva, because, like a beznagodl, al resosam kladova shere yemloch, ashe agidloch yom smeil, afreimum al yemin shere smeil, osmeil. So it aroused the whole commotion, because he wasn't an ignoramus, he was a great scholar, he was a big scientist, I'm not mentioning any names, of course, and he wrote that, and it aroused a big emotion, because he belonged to Agudas Yisrael, and then some Kanoim mentioned that Rav Avraham Kotler was a Chayim Levorach, and Rav Avraham Kotler became very excited, and the whole. So then, I was already a rabbi. It was before I got married. It was over 38 years ago. I was a rabbi in Chaim Levin. So Rav Lipner Zechen Levorach was very upset about the whole thing, because that scientist was in a way a Talmud of his, and he was upset as to why he wrote it. So he discussed it with me. So he asked me, what's the pshat mean? What's the pshat mean? Does it mean that the Gemara is saying that what science says today is not so? So I said, I have another pshat in the Gemara. Of course, it is part of the Rabbom Zohar and Keva. But there is one thing that all scientists will have to admit, that a kino, let's say, will only multiply, will only reproduce in a cultural film. In other words, how is it that years ago kin was so abundant? Even I remember as a child, in Warsaw, I remember it was many children who had kino. Unfortunately, I hear that now in Chicago it's beginning, but I remember it, many Jewish children who had kino, and then the parents had to wash with boiling water, and I remember the screaming by the children when they poured boiling water, upon their hair. But today, until lately, no one heard of it. Now, unfortunately, we hear it was fought over, from certain immigrants, fought over, because the sanitary conditions were such that there were no kino. In other words, even though it is part of the Rabbom Zohar and Keva, but it can only reproduce in a certain culture. Now, everything must have a certain culture in order to reproduce. But kino require a culture of filth, of schmutz stuff. If it's clean, so then they can't reproduce. He can produce. And the reason is why years ago quinoa was so abundant, because the sunlight conditions were not so high. But then the sunlight conditions were improved, so there is no cultural filth, some melody can reproduce. So the pshat of the Gemara is, when the Gemara says in Shabbos, Reb Lezer, that Reb Lezer and the Rabbonon, they all deduce it from the Ilim Udom in the Mishkan. So, in the Ilim Udom, so the Israelites kill the Ilim Udom and they use the Eres for the Mishkan. So there is a Chiyo of Midras Nishome, and a Berye, a living thing that is on the same level as the Ilim Udom. In other words, it has to have a sufficiently high form of existence, like the Ilim Udom. So, my Ilim Udom, Shiesh bin Shamosh, it has life, it has animal life, of course, Shiesh bin Shamosh, whether it's part of the Rabbanu Zohar cave or not. And the Rabbanu say no, only if it is that, if it has that kind of an existence, of, in other words, that is descriptive of the degree of the high form of its existence, that it's power of the robo mizohar gil. Everything is power of the robo gil. But there are certain barriers, certain insects that are power of the robo mizohar gil. Of course, everything requires a culture. But there are certain low forms of insects that require a culture of filth, of schmutz, of filth. Some melee, if it can only be poor, in a culture of filth, in other words, the culture of filth is like a catalytic agent. You know, in chemistry we have a catalytic agent. Catalytic agent means that the substance doesn't participate in the reaction, but it has to be there. If it will not be there, the reaction will not take place. And the catalytic agent is very important. The catalytic agent is a relative bottle. It's a relative bottle if it's a catalytic agent. It's right, even though it doesn't participate in the reaction anyway. So in other words, if the barrier, the animal, he has such a low form of existence that it can only reproduce in a culture of filth, it requires a culture of filth as a catalytic agent. So there is no chiyuv of interest in Shabbos. That's descriptive of the low form of existence. Now we can understand the Russian Rambam. The Rambam says, Rimosim, Pirgidalet of the Shabbos of the Day, Rimosim, Shemporim, Yerobim, Zohar, on Kevo. Oy neben in ofo mo ya pagushi hayre ge som haye ke hayre ge him ob haye so one is pogen the rom zachen ge the second one neben in ofo it's mashma not pogen the rom zachen ge but it originates in the soil so why is that different avo the mosim shavu yosom in a glowing in a peiris she bishu bechayitzi ben ki intoloim shal bosom intoloim shal tzachikis o hahir ben poter o hamachu kilo bishabes so it's poter because it originates in filth. It originates in filth. So the answer is everything is problem, but there are certain rimosim like parushim that require a culture of soil. That's not filth. Soil is a very desirable thing, but there are certain animals, insects, that originate in Zohar and Kibor, but only if they have a culture of filth as a catalytic agent. So that is not considered as having a sufficiently high form of existence to mechuyev mishum mitzvas nishama. And according to the Rambam, so the love of the Chalasheret of Inis Aloretz has reference to those bugs that can only be reproduced in a cultural field as a catalytic agent. Rabbi Hutner, Zechem Lebrach, when he heard that, he was a Bali Stiles. So he liked it so much because he was very upset, you know. He wanted to have an answer to the scientist, to say. So he fell upon my face and he embraced me and he started to kiss me without a stop. I still remember. Anyway, he liked it very much. And I mentioned it to a number of them and they liked it very much. There is one Gemara in Shabbos that on the surface appears to contradict that, but I don't want to discuss it because there won't be any time left. But I think this is the right shot. Anyway. So, according to the Rambam, so what's the shot of the Rambam? Ochal puti se leikav. So according to Rashi, ochal puti se leikav means a doctor, he ate a catfish, a lobster. So, then he's like out two machmasheres hamayim, and according to Rashi, Melech of Hashemim, was it nisheres hamayim? Doctor me. So one lav in shmini of doctor me, one lav in rei of doctor me. And then two lav in respect to shot in general. That's this is Shaktu and this is Tamu. Oh, yeah. In Posit Mangimu, Tayikon Dale, all the Shaktu is not to say, Chem the Kalacharet Asheret, and this is Tamu Ben, in Kmeisenbo. So that's a lot in respect to Shots and Stam. In general, according to the Rambam, so first of all, the Rambam has his own Michike in respect to Sheretz Hamayim, whereas according to all the Shemim, Sheretz Hamayim is synonymous with the Doktome, a fish that does not have scales and fins. According to the Rambam, Doktome is one thing, and Sheretz Hamayim is something else. Doktome means a fish. And the children of the fish, everybody knows how a fish looks. Whether it has scales and fins or not, but is the same sort of the fish? Is the same sort of the fish? They don't make. They do not have scales and fins. But they might have the same appearance, the same general appearance as the fish. So that's the love of Doctomic. In Shmini, in Rei, Sheretz Hamayim has reference to certain animals that live in water who do not even look like a fish. Who do not even look like a fish. Let's say, how do you call that fish that gave a lot of trouble to the people in San Francisco lately? What was it? What?
Seminole
or something else? It's like a fish. Big animals, tremendous animals.
Whale.
What, a whale? Yes, like the fish that swallowed up Jonah. That heavy tsure of a fish that looked like a carp or a salmon? Of course not. It's a big animal. So this is Sheretz Hamayim. So the love of Don't Name doesn't have reference to it. The love of the name is reference to creatures that look like a fish, but they don't have scales and fins. But except for the scales and fins, they look like the fishes, like a carp, like a salmon, like a pike, you know, the regular fishes. But Sheretz Hamayim has reference to Priyas Adelik Bimayim. They do not have the tsura of them. They do not have the two of them. Sudha Charatamai. And where is that love of Charatamai mentioned? So the Rambam says, the Rambam says, Posit men gimuk, al tishaktsis na fisechem, bichol asheret asheret, v'lisitamu behem, v'nitmeisem bom. So Rashi and Old Rishen mention it as a love in respect to Shrotz in general, whether it's Charatamayim or Charatzoim or Charatzoret. According to the Rambam, it's true, it has reference to Shrotz in general. But the main Nisea has reference to Charatamayim. How do we know that the main primarily the Chalasheret or the Shachs to the Sechim Chalasheret Asheret to the Sechamim and Nisabim primarily has reference to Charatamayim? Rambam says it couldn't have reference to Charatzoret because Charatzoret, the Torah in Pasuk Mem Aleph, explicitly spelled out the Chalasheret Asheret Haloret, check it through the Yochel. Charatzoret, so the Torah explicitly spells it out in Rei. So why should the Torah have reference primarily to Charatzoret or to Charatzoret? Obviously, the Torah, when it says the Shachs of the Sech and the Chol HaSheret HaSheret, while it implies a Nisar in respect to any Sheret, but primarily it has reference to Sheret HaMai, that is not spelled out in any other law. So this is implicit in this one. So Sheret HaMai means even the law of the Chol HaSheret HaSheret. So it's chayiv one malchus only. But it should be chayiv two malchus because then it says it's tamubeh. So the Rambam is the Rambam Shite. If the same Nisar is mentioned twice, so then it can't get two malchus. It can't get two malchus. So let's say the Nisar of Moloch and Yom Teh is mentioned many times in the Torah. It's mentioned many times. So will we get several malchus? If the same Nisar just reiterated, the same Shem. So here too, there's a Shem. Now, so then the question arises, how does explain Ochol Petisa Leike Arba? So the Rambam explains Ochol Petisa Leike Arba that if it is, I'm afraid that it will be too late. Okay, you look over in the Sefer HaMitzvot, and if you can look it over in Kapach Sefer HaMitzvot, it's better. Is it a mitzvah? Right, just like a mitzvah. I have yet to finish. But he said something that is the Sheret Oretz and the Sheret Amayim and the Sheret Oed. I mean, and then Tzior Leike, that's the most, the strangest thing that the Rambam says. That means it's Sheret Oretz and Sheret Amayim, and it's Misavon HaPeretz, and it's Poro V'Rovo Mizocha Mikevo, and it's Poro V'Rovo Minoipush, I mean, everything together, I mean, so you still, and it's Miftome, I mean, everything together, I mean, the strangest thing that around me. And the comes from that Rambam Mitzaray to my Pshat, because the Rambam mentions there that it's Chayav Malkes, for a sheres that is poro v'rovo mizocher nikevo, and he is also chayav malkes for remes orimis al oretz that is nisavim neivish manushach. If it means it's not rovo mizocher nikevo, so how can it be? That's what they ask. How can it be both things at the same time? The answer is it's poro v'rovo mizocher nikevo, but at the same time it requires a culture of filth as a catalytic agent. Some melee. He's either that love and he's either that love. Regarding Shabbos as a special halacha, if it requires a culture of film as a music agent, so it's a very low form of existence. So in melee, it's not high in spirit and shomit. But regarding Machos HaSodes, on the contrary, since it is for the love of the table, so it's contained within the love of Sheret Oretz. And since it requires a culture of film, as a catalytic agent, so it's contained in the love of Remes Oremes or Oretz. All right. to the sugya of Yod Vayav, all right? Omer Rabbi Yaakov, Omer Rabbi Yechon. Yichol Nishchat Yechit Mas Hashem. Yeah.